The city's public housing needs a serious cash infusion, and a new report looks at how that can be done. WCBS's Steve Burns has details.
Within a matter of years, says Moses Gates at the Regional Plan Association,
we're going to find buildings that are structurally unsound and legally uninhabitable.
That's the current state of things for a lot of the city's public housing. And once the urgent work is done, Gates says NYCHA can't find itself in this position ever again.
We came up with 10 recommendations that we think would help.
Maybe the most notable is expanding NYCHA's development rights, which would let neighboring landlords build higher for a fee.
Right now, you're only allowed to transfer development rights on the same block, and a lot of times, a public housing development takes up the entire block, which leaves it nowhere to transfer development rights.
But fixing NYCHA is also a societal responsibility, Gates says.
A lot of segments of New York City's civic society need to step up.
He says high-end real estate developers should be paying more in property taxes. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.